Bill Monroe, you know, formed his own band in 1939, and he called it the Bluegrass Boys. But the real template for bluegrass music, I think, came in 1946 with the first Bluegrass Boys recordings that included Lester Flatt on guitar, Earl Scruggs on the bass contender, and Chubby Wise on the fiddle. And what that particular band laid out was really such a powerful thing that it's the basis for all the bands today that I would call bluegrass. This Del Mar Ferry band being one of the very finest you'll ever hear. Del, you know, served as a bluegrass boy. The first time I ever heard Del, he was playing banjo. It was his first gig for Bill Monroe. He played banjo. He was quite an excellent banjo player. But we're going to go back and get one of those tunes. In fact, I did some discographical research on this and determined that this was on the first 78 record that was released of that band. And it came out in 1946. So this is called Will You Be Loving Another Man?